Many of us have been touched by the incredible stories of healing through Padre Pio's intercession. Today I want to share with you the very first healings that brought him into the spotlight. Let's journey back to 1919 and uncover these amazing events as reported in an Italian newspaper. Join me to hear the heartfelt stories of how the lame began to walk.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book, Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us, by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, Allegri shares the account of one of the first newspaper reports about Padre Pio's miraculous healings. What you're about to hear is the story of an article that changed everything. Let's dive right in. In 1919, faced with rapidly spreading rumors about the faithful flocking to a remote village where a friar allegedly bore the wounds of Jesus on his body, the management of the Italian newspaper Il Mattino decided to send a journalist to investigate what exactly was going on. They selected Renato Trevisani for the job. Trevisani arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo in mid-June. He spent a week observing, studying the environment, the people, and of course Padre Pio, with whom he also had the opportunity to speak. Renzo Allegri notes that in order to approach Padre Pio, the journalist from Naples had to keep his profession a secret, otherwise he would not have been received. However, Allegri continues, it cannot be excluded that Padre Pio knew everything about him, but he felt that he was a sincere person. Furthermore, he writes, in his article, Trevisani shows himself to be a man of experience and profound knowledge. He declares that he went up to San Giovanni Rotondo skeptical and came back changed. He faces with rationality all the doubts that the facts of the town can raise. He says he spent a long time in that place to understand it well. On June 20th, 1919, Il Mattino dedicated an entire page to Padre Pio with an article titled Padre Pio, the Saint of San Giovanni Rotondo, Works a Miracle on the Town's Chancellor. The article recounts several inexplicable healings, including one witnessed by Renato Trevisani himself. Listen to this. The Chancellor of San Giovanni Rotondo, Dr. Pasquale Di Chiara, who was 36 years old at the time, had become lame after a falling accident and needed a cane to support himself. When Padre Pio saw him in this state, he ordered him, "Throw away the cane." Dr. Chiara hesitated for a moment, then threw away the cane, but clung to the wall. "Man of little faith, go and walk," said Padre Pio. Dr. Chiara moved and was no longer afflicted. Everyone present, including Renato Trevisani, applauded with admiration. Furthermore, Trevisani recounts the healing of a disfigured man named Santarello. Santarello was regarded as a human monstrosity. At the age of 75, he had the strength of a horse, the height of a 6-year-old, and walked hunched over with his chin touching the ground. Additionally, he was almost completely idiotic. He played with children and spent hours lying in the middle of the street. On one occasion, Padre Pio said to him, "Get up and walk." Although it seemed Santarello had not comprehended the grace he received, he spent the rest of his life walking upright. The article recounts a third miraculous healing of a man named Antonio D'Onofrio. At the age of 4, Antonio contracted typhus, falling victim to a form of rickets that deformed his body, causing two prominent humps, one on his back and another on his chest. He was a kind of freak known by everyone in San Giovanni Rotondo. At the age of 62, Antonio fell off a carriage and broke both his legs. He needed crutches to move around. Upon seeing him, Padre Pio said, "Get up, throw away those crutches, and go." Antonio obeyed, and, to the astonishment of those present, began to walk again. Despite the skepticism he had armored himself with when leaving for San Giovanni Rotondo, Renato Trevisani defines the facts he had witnessed as undoubtedly true and authentic. He describes Padre Pio as a very pure figure made of truly and intensely felt faith. He emphasizes that Padre Pio has nothing to do with the magicians and charlatans of the time, nor is it appropriate to speak of autosuggestion in the people who are the objects of his miracles. Trevisani concludes, "From what I have been able to ascertain, the existence of a trick can be excluded with complete certainty." Renzo Allegri recalls that the article in Il Mattino had the effect of a bomb. It was taken up by other newspapers in Italy and abroad, and the number of people in San Giovanni Rotondo increased even more. It was the beginning of a story that would see Padre Pio go through 50 tormented years, full of controversy even within the church. But the accusations, the doubters, and the skeptics did not slow down his popularity and devotion. On the contrary, Padre Pio's popularity continues to grow even today, half a century after his death. End of story. This story serves as a reminder of God's compassionate care for the afflicted, manifested through his ministers like Padre Pio. As Padre Pio often emphasized, he saw himself merely as an instrument through which God's miracles flowed, particularly through the intercession of Our Lady. He frequently stated, "All graces given by God pass through the Blessed Mother." Therefore, may this story encourage us to turn to Our Lady, the Mother of the afflicted, confident that she hears our every supplication with loving concern. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.